Hello.
Hello, sir. Good evening. My name is Ricardo, and I'm from Opinion Research, sir. We're just conducting a statewide public opinion poll for the South Dakota News Watch and the Tysman Center for Democracy to provide accurate public opinion of the citizen preferences to better inform policymakers in the state. Are you a registered voter in the state of South Dakota, sir?
I am.
Okay. And what is your current official party voter registration? Are you registered as a Democrat, Republican, Independent, or other party, sir?
Independent.
Independent. Let me mark this one down here. Now, there is a proposed constitutional amendment in South Dakota that would provide for the regulation of abortion based on the stage of pregnancy. It proposes the following. During the first trimester, it would prevent the state from regulating abortions. Second, during the second trimester, the state could regulate the abortion decisions, but any regulation must be reasonably relate to the physical health of the mother. And the third one, sir, it is during the third trimester, abortion could be prohibited except if it's necessary to preserve the life or health of the pregnant woman, according to her physician. Now, do you support or oppose this proposed amendment to the South Dakota Constitution, sir?
No opinion.
Okay. There's actually an answer for that too, sir, and your opinion is very important. Thank you for taking your time, and we'll go as fast as you can. As fast as I can, I know your time is very important. Another proposed constitutional amendment in South Dakota would establish open primary for governor, Congress, state legislators, and county races. All candidates, regardless of the party, would be on one same primary ballot, and the top two vote-getters would advance to the general election. Do you support or oppose this proposed amendment to the South Dakota Constitution, sir?
No opinion.
Okay. A proposed constitutional amendment in South Dakota would eliminate the state's 4.5% grocery tax, prohibiting the state from taxing anything sold for human consumption, except alcoholic beverages and prepared food. Municipalities may continue to impose such taxes. Do you support or oppose this proposed amendment to the South Dakota Constitution, sir?
No opinion.
No opinion. Would you support or oppose a change in the state law to create a school voucher system which would allow parents to use the state tax dollars designated for their child's education to pay to send them to a private or charter school, sir? Would you support or
no opinion?
No opinion. Thinking about the candidates running for offices such as governor, senator, or state legislator, how does a candidate's support for Donald Trump factor into your voting decision? First one would be, will only vote for a candidate if they support Trump? Second one, more likely to support a candidate if they support Trump? Third, less likely to support a candidate if they support Trump? Will not vote for a candidate if they support Trump? And last one, support of Trump is not a factor in your decision, sir. Which one would you say?
I will not support a candidate who is supporting Donald Trump.
All right. And moving along here quickly, sir. Now, we would like to just ask you a few questions about health and democracy. In general, how confident are you that the American election results reflect the will of the people? Are you very confident? Somewhat confident? Not too confident at all? Not at all confident, sir.
I am confident that the will of the people is supported by the vote that they put out.
Mark that down as very confident, sir. Do you accept the outcome of 2020 presidential election or not?
I support the 2020 election.
Okay. How much trust, if any, do you have in each of the following? Election officials in Republican states, a great deal of trust, a fair amount of trust, not much trust, no trust at all.
In state elections, I think that the Republican Party got it right by verifying the election of 2020 and not supporting the insurrection and the overturning of the election. So I think that the states had it right by passing it.
So would you say that's a great deal of trust or a fair amount of trust?
Great deal.
Great deal. Second one, it is local election officials in your county. Would you say a great deal of trust, a fair amount of trust, not much trust, not trust at all, sir?
Not trust at all.
Not trust at all. Third one, state election officials in South Dakota.
Yep.
Would you say a great deal of trust, a fair amount of trust, not much trust, not trust at all with the state election officials in South Dakota?
Not trust at all.
Not trust. Last one, it is election officials in the Democratic states. A great deal of trust, fair amount of trust, not much trust, or no trust at all?
Great deal.
Great deal of trust. Let me mark this one down here for you, sir, and we are about 80% here. Which one of the following best describes your view of American democracy today? I'm going to read you three. There is no current threat to American democracy. American democracy is being tested. American democracy is under attack.
It is under attack.
Under attack. Let me mark this one down. And I'm just going to read you two statements. Please just tell me if you agree or disagree with each of them. First one, it is acceptable behavior for an individual to engage in the following. I'm sorry. It is acceptable behavior for an individual to engage in violence to protect American culture and values. Is that strongly agree, disagree, or somewhat agree or disagree?
I would say I disagree if it is in reference to the insurrection that happened on January 6th, where someone who had lost an election and wanted to overthrow a government, on a free election. So I would disagree. I mean, that's unacceptable. If your side loses, they lose. There should be some graciousness. There should be some respect to the process. And I don't think what happened on January 6th was a part of that.
So do you feel like someone disagreed to the statement or strongly disagreeing?
Yeah, there should be no violence that takes place. It's a free and fair election. And this, I believe it was. You know, and for someone to, yeah, I don't know.
So if it's okay if I mark it down as strongly disagree, or you want me to put it down?
Strongly disagree that there should be any force on a free and fair election.
And then, second statement, it is acceptable behavior for an individual to engage in violence to protect American democracy. Would you say you strongly agree to that statement, or somewhat agree, somewhat disagree?
I would agree with violence if democracy is threatened, yes.
Okay. So it would be somewhat right or strongly agree to the statement?
I say it's right to.
Just want to make sure I have the correct opinion for you. Is that a strong...
If someone is trying to steal an election, I think that there should be, if it's fair, right, and it was done in the right way, then there should be some.
That's some individual to engage in violence there to protect American democracy. So that would be to this statement. Do you feel like you strongly agree or just, you know, somewhat agree to it?
Yeah, I strongly agree. The threat of democracy is, I mean, that's what
right.
The founding fathers were, you know, adhering to.
That's the best thing about the service, that your opinion is very important, sir. I'm actually 95% here, almost done. But what is your age? Is it 18 to 34, 35 to 49, or 50 to 64, or 65 plus?
50 to 64.
Okay. And regarding, this is just for services asking me this, but with all due respect, regarding your gender, sir, or do you consider yourself as male, female, or something else, sir?
Male.
All right. I really want to thank you for taking your time and just giving me your opinion, sir. Your opinion is very important. This is actually like my third, fourth survey that I do tonight. Enjoy the rest of your night, sir, and really take care, okay? Have yourself a great night.